Hey there, this is Jody Clock and welcome to my podcast, I Woke Up Dead, Now What? In our conversations, we'll talk about real issues that everyday people face should they wake up dead without a life after death plan in place. Join me as we explore the how-tos on preparing for you or your loved one's passing without breaking the bank. And let's not forget about those pets too. Now, don't you fall asleep. Hey, everyone. This is Jody Clock, and welcome to my podcast, I Woke Up Dead, Now What? I want to share with you another personal story I'm sure many of you have experienced. I don't know about you, but I find myself in the wee hours of the night when I can't sleep doing screen time on my cell phone. And I often find myself flipping through Facebook. And sometimes I will go over to our high school alumni memorial page. I usually look at it every couple months. And I graduated from Battle Creek Lakeview in 1979. So, yep, that tells you how old I am. And we have lost a lot of people. But many, many people, since the onset of Facebook, have done a great job of connecting. Because, let's face it, nobody lives where you graduated. Well, let's not say nobody, but many of us have relocated. So, as I was flipping through, I had forgotten. I had known that one of our alumni named Terry McDonald, Link, had died, but I had completely forgotten about it. She was a few years older than I was. Really cool hip girl. Well, anyhow, she did something that most people don't do. And I was kind of stopped in my tracks, if you will. She didn't do, you know, unusual family photos or memes or things like that. It wasn't your typical obituary. She wrote it herself, so it wasn't in past tense, like you normally see from a funeral home. You know, I've been a funeral professional for over 30 years. I have seen countless obituaries. But hers, you know, the next day when I woke up, I couldn't shake it off. I went back and I reread it, and I was so moved that I wanted to talk about this on my podcast, and then I wanted to write a blog about it. So I'm just going to give you the highlights, and then I am going to read her obituary. And I encourage you then to jump over to my website and take a look at it yourself. Well, I'd say the first thing is that as I read her obituary, it resonated. She gets it. She is the bomb diggity. She knew she was terminal. So she took control of her reality, and she tried to find the good and also kept a sense of humor. It was very conversational, and it was a great final message to her loved ones. So what it does is it reminded me, and I hope it reminds you, is that obituaries can be personal. They don't have to be the blah, blah, blah that you see in every funeral home's, either their website or in the newspaper. You know, it can be a platform for the deceased themselves to express maybe their thoughts about it. Hey, embrace the internet. The groovy thing about the internet is it's the newspaper. In fact, most people don't get newspapers anymore. So, you know, the boring obituaries that fill up the Sunday paper, people are sharing obituaries, not in the newspaper. They're sharing it on social media. They're sending it in an email fashion. They're breaking the norms. So if you have an opportunity either to write your own obituary or a loved one is writing it for you, show your personality. Let them know who you are. Leave that final footprint. And finally, she did plan her end-of-life wishes. She was matter-of-fact about it. I happen to know that because I know the funeral home that she went to in my hometown. And I also know who she married. So Terry's obituary just really served as a powerful reminder that death, yep, it's all inevitable. It doesn't have to lack expression. You can leave a legacy and you can be unique, just as she was. So I'm going to read this. And I am going to say that it was published both online and in the Battle Creek Inquirer in December of 2012. So this was a long time ago. Terry L. McDonald Link. All right, so that's how it starts. Terry L. McDonald Link. Well, folks, I'd like to say thanks for the memories, but now the memories are now yours. I fought hard, but in the end, the big C won out. My wish is that no one else be stricken and that medical research finds a long-term cure to prevent all forms of cancer before anyone else has to succumb. With that, let me share a bit of my family history. I was born in Battle Creek, Michigan on July 16, 1958, and survived by my parents, Robert and Doris McDonald of Battle Creek. I graduated from Lakeview High School in 1976, which is where I met my husband, John Link, of 34 plus years. We took a gamble. We left Michigan in 1981 and we moved to the Dallas area. We've been living in Plano, Texas for the past 31 years. I spent 28 years working as a business purchasing analyst. I have two great children, Karen Lynn Rutledge and John Ryan Link. They have brought me great joy and happiness. I even had time to see my grandson, Liam Matthew Rutledge, become a rambunctious, smart, sweet charmer. Karen has been married to Jason for 6 years, and they live in McKinney, Texas. John Ryan lives in Allen, Texas, and he's going to be married in May of 2013 to Jess McQuay. I am survived by my sisters, Barbara Evan Krischer, Sally and her husband, Ed Brown, all still living there in Battle Creek, my brother, John Robert McDonald, and his wife, Deborah, of Tempe, Arizona. Note, due to the number of Johns, we had to use middle names to make sure which one of them we were referencing. I am also survived by four brother-in-laws, Jeff, Don, Joe, Dave, and his wife, Kathy, and John's mother, Mary Link Webster, all who live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I have 10 grown nieces and nephews, and I have 7 great nieces and nephews. Preceding me was my father-in-law Clarence Link and brother-in-laws Stephen and Matthew Link. Through the years, I've enjoyed many fads and hobbies, making crafts like 5 doll wedding gowns for various weddings, quilting, and most of all, gardening. So my wish was, in lieu of flowers, you plant a rose bush, lilies, or any perennial and think of me. Get a gnome to watch over each of those through all the seasons, as each time your plant blooms, it will bring you joy, and I hope you remember me. Finally, thanks to everyone for providing me the love, understanding, and friendships that have provided me so many fond memories of all of you. I'll be now hanging out with my gnomies in heaven. Isn't that pretty cool? I mean, if you're going to write an obituary and if you're going to die, you might as well have a cool obituary. Let people see your personality. So, please, please, please jump over to my website and read the blog. But more importantly, read Terry's obituary. Take it in and consider doing something like that for yourself. Thanks for listening, and I'm glad you didn't wake up dead today. Hey, if you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode, and for that, I want to thank you, and I am so glad you didn't wake up dead today. Please jump over to jodyclock.com and download your free copy of my family care plan. This guide will help those you leave behind should you wake up dead. I promise. Be sure to order my book, It's Complicated, based on a true story. Send me an email about topics you'd like to hear in future episodes. Until next time, thank you for not falling asleep.